This is a podcast from WOR.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Now, this is the only car on the market that comes equipped with a Dynaflex Superflowing Unijet Turbovasculator, which is synchromeshed with a multicoil hydrotension duo vacuum dynamometer. Gosh, what does that do for the car? It empties the ashtray.
Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere. Taxi, taxi, take me anywhere. Gonna ride all night and even pay my fare.
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. In the studio is John McDonough, the Captivist, and JFK Mike. How you doing, guys?
Great.
Any day away from Terminal 4 is a good day.
I'm broadcasting live from Battery Gardens down at Battery Park. So I'm doing a remote. The guys are in the studio. A lot of stuff going on today at JFK Airport. Okay, there's been demonstrations there really since Friday, and the demonstrations seem to be getting larger. And there was some interesting news because what happened was the protests going on. Uber said that they're going to continue their operations Saturday evening at JFK. They're going to ignore the strike because there was a one-hour strike called for by the Taxi Workers Alliance for yellow cabs and also for Uber cars to strike against, and their dismay and their how they don't agree with the 90-day moratorium that's effective immediately on all admissions and reentry to the United States of individuals who are not U.S. citizens from seven countries. And in case you don't know and you've been under a rock, the seven countries are Sudan, Yemen, Somalia, Libya, Iran, Iraq, and Syria. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Travis Kalanick is a member of President Trump's Business Advisory Council, along with IBM and Boeing and General Motors and General Electric. But the ban impacts a lot of innocent people as well. Now, what's interesting is Uber's a Silicon Valley company. Other Silicon Valley companies like Google and Apple and Microsoft have spoken out against the president's new immigration order. But there's Travis Kalanick saying, you know, we don't care. We're going to you guys keep working. So were you at JFK, Mike, to see any of that?
Gratefully and thankfully, I was off. But the weekend driver works with me. He's a great guy. I'm gonna if he wants to call in, the phone lines are open. What's the phone lines again?
800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com.
And I just want to follow up by saying, he was working on Saturday, and I got this on the little news tweet or whatever you want to call it, and all of a sudden it said there was a wildcat strike from the Taxi Alliance, and that there was a demonstration at Terminal 4. It's like Terminal 4, because that's like the international terminal. And I thought, okay, they got maybe a couple dozen people with signs doing laps around the terminal. I put on the computer and Fox and CNN. It's a sea of humanity unbelievable.
People are upset. Here's our first email, Mike. Christine, don't know if you're aware, but our favorite nut, Uber, is trending on Twitter. Uber was out there charging people for rides, and now we're realizing that slimeball CEO Travis Kalanick is backing Trump. Reality check for lots of those out there are now deleting Uber from their phones. As you know, I'm out there happily tweeting for the cause of our New York City yellow cabs and trying to educate those that don't know, and also letting them know to listen to you, Taxi Dave. Preach tonight to all the listeners, new and old out there, about Uber. And she's saying, I heard Gloria once, and she should get into the game, too. Thank you, Christine, for that.
Christine's great, by the way. She's a firebrand. We need more Christines in the taxi business. Then everything will be straightened out in about 2 days.
Hey, Johnny, have you heard about the leading Uber apps?
Well, yeah. I mean, what's trending right now is delete Uber. And people around the country, based on what's going on, particularly at JFK, are now deleting Uber. There's plenty of sites showing you how to delete it, and you can give the reason why you're deleting it in their comments box.
So, do you know how to delete it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you go to your iPhone, you just you press where all the things start jiggling a bit, and you can delete the app from your phone. But it's great to see it organized. Dave, I just wanted to say that the people that were breaking the boycott, even though it was only for an hour, I mean, Uber was exploiting that situation by having their drivers do it. And there's a very famous poem called The Scare by Jack London, a writer from the late 1800s and early 1900s.
One of my favorites.
Huh?
He's one of my favorite writers.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I just want to dedicate this to the Uber drivers who broke the boycott out at Kennedy Airport. And it states here, this is the scab. After God had finished with the rattlesnake, the toad, the vampire, he had some awful substance left, which he made a scab. A scab is a two-legged animal with a corkscrew soul, a waterlogged brain, a combination backbone of jelly and glue. Where others have hearts, he carries a tumor and rotten principles. When a scab comes down the street, men turn their backs, angels weep in heaven, and the devil shuts the gates of hell to keep him out. No man has the right to scab so long as there is a pool of blood to drown his carcass in or a rope long enough to hang his body with. Judas Iscariot was a gentleman compared to a scab. For betraying his master, he had the character enough to hang himself. A scab has not. Esau sold his birthright for a mess of porridge. Julius Iscariot sold his savior for 30 pieces of silver. Benedict Arnold sold his country for a promise of a commission in the British Army. The modern strikebreaker sells his birthright, his country, his wife, his children, and his fellow men for an unfulfilled promise for his employer, his trust, or his corporation. Esau was a traitor to himself. Judas Iscariot was a traitor to God. Benedict Arnold was a traitor to his country. A strikebreaker is a traitor to his God, his country, his wife, his family, and his class. And that goes out to those Uber drivers who broke the strike yesterday at JFK.
Tell us how you really feel, Jack and John.
That was on target, because as much as it makes me crazy sometimes, I always try to make it a point not to cross the line. If there's a work action, if there's something that's going to help the cabbies, even if it's spontaneous with no notice, which I'm not too thrilled about sometimes, because unfortunately last night a lot of drivers rented the cab for the night, went straight to JFK, and then all of a sudden they hear there's a big demonstration, but meanwhile they're on the hook for the cab. So I don't know if it's...
So you're saying some drivers might have lost money last night.
Oh, my God. Some drivers, I think some drivers wound up driving for practice.
Well, we have a driver on the line now. Our number here is 800-321-0710. Tommy, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, good evening, Dave. Well, I have two things to say. Now that I'm also a former DHS officer. Now, I was at JFK last night. Now, Port Authority closed the airport for taxis, not for 1 hour. It was from 4:30 to 8:30.
What do you mean they closed the airport to taxis? How did they do that?
The lot was closed. The yellow lot was closed. We were not allowed to enter or leave for 4 hours.
Wow. I didn't know that. This is breaking news, yes.
It didn't resume until 8:30. Now, I understand the protests, but we're talking about 90 days. at this time, United States, we are at our weakest point, because when you have a transition of power, you have leadership and agencies that are running new leaders, new everything. This is why it's 90 days. We're voting for 90 days, not 90 years. I don't understand the protest. It's for 90 days. This has happened in the past. McCarthyism, Cubans, Vietnamese, Japanese, Germans. It's 90 days, not 90 years. I'm sorry. I disagree with the protest. It hurt my pockets big time yesterday.
Well, I'm sure a lot of drivers, like I said, they just rented the car, paid for the car, paid for the gas, and after going out to Kennedy Airport right around that time, all of a sudden, if you say the lot is closed, I didn't know about the lot for the cabbies being closed. That's horrible. That's horrible within the horrible. And like I said, it's just the driver has that commitment. I mean, this is something we talked about with John last week, where you don't have like an hourly leasing rate for the cab. It's all or nothing. So once you take that cab, you're on the hook for about $200, rain or shine, or demonstration.
Absolutely.
Or no demonstration.
And the problem is they're pushing these passengers to our competitors now. Some of them have to take the train to Jamaica, and now you have dollar vans and everyone heckling out of Jamaica Station.
Wow.
Tommy, thanks a lot for your calling into the Taxi Dave Show. You know, there's a lot of things tied into this. One of the things, last week we were talking about what I was calling a scam of sorts, that where Uber was charging passengers more than they were charging their own drivers to take fares. Well, this week I had a slew of drivers from Uber come into my office at different times. And you ready for this? One of the drivers... told me that on his way Monday morning at 4 in the morning, he got a fare to Kennedy Airport. And on the way there, the passenger said, gee, I didn't realize it was so hard to get an Uber car at this time. I'm paying the surge price. And he said, what do you mean you're paying the surge price? Her fare was twice as much as what the driver had on his phone. This is un-American, unjust. That's what Uber's doing. They are making more money on that JFK call. And how many thousands of calls like this do they get in a week? Okay, in a day. They're making more money than the drivers. You think they care about the drivers? Obviously, the answer was shown Saturday night, last night at JFK Airport. Okay, and speaking of JFK Airport, last week, if you recall, we announced that United lost their computer system. And United, if you thought you were flying somewhere last week, you didn't fly anywhere. Well, guess what, folks? Sunday night, there seems to be a trend going on here. I wonder who's hacking their websites and their the internet. Delta, if you're flying Delta tonight at a JFK, you're grounded. You're not going anywhere. The computers are out. You better call Delta Airlines. And this just in, KLM and Virgin America, KLM, Delta, computers are down. No passengers, no planes leaving.
Wow.
So this is the second Sunday night in a row. That's not a coincidence. That's intentional, in my opinion.
I think your opinion is on point, because especially with the huge demonstration yesterday and then this happening today, you don't know who's doing what, and so you have everybody trying to demonstrate peacefully, but maybe there's something else, in the mix. Who knows?
Ben, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Okay.
Yeah, good. I'll keep it quick, because I know you got a lot of stuff to get to. With the protests, you know, I'm with it. You know, if guys are upset about what's going on, you know, with the immigration laws and the executive orders and stuff, they should protest. That's fine. But my problem in relation to the taxi is, you know, the one-hour strike is that, that's pretty short notice. And like we guys were talking about taking the cab out for the night, especially on Saturday night, you're paying the max rate, you know, to lose out on a fare if you're stuck at Kennedy 2, 3, 4 hours, you know, you're going home, you know, with less money. And I get, you know, you want to get your point across, but it should have been something that was better organized. And, you know, in general,
then the Port Authority, Tom just told us last night, closed the holding lot for 4 hours. We have DIMS, driver information monitors. If this was handled in a professional way, how much did these agencies get a year? Hundreds of millions of dollars? They're rebuilding LaGuardia, rebuilding Kennedy for billions of dollars? And they can't find it in their heart to, like, you know what, maybe we should notify the taxi drivers that we're going to close the lot for 4 hours.
But you know what, exactly. Taxi Dave, the minimum they could have done, they have our cell phone numbers. They could have sent out a text throughout the whole city to every yellow cab driver, stay away from Kennedy, the lot is closed, we'll now send you a text when it reopens. That's the bare minimum. If JFK Mike didn't know about it, and none of us knew about it, and it took a phone caller to call in to say the lot was closed for 4 hours, why wasn't the TLC on top of this and sending out messages through the meter or through a text?
Ben is absolutely right. Well, they're too busy hiring hundreds of new analysts and not doing what they should be doing, which is, you know, you want to help the public, you're here for the public, let the cab drivers know what's going on.
Amen. And I'll tell you, they have these in the cab. A lot of people out there in radio land don't know, the yellow cab has what's called a passenger information monitor, where the taxi commission directly or the city directly sends us little advice like cabs needed at Port Authority, cabs needed, the Brooklyn ships right away.
Hook, yeah.
And it would take 2 seconds for someone somewhere in the city of 400,000 workers for the city of New York to send a two-line sentence that says, cabbies, big demonstration at JFK, taxi lot is closed, please work other areas of the city. That's all. Nothing was said. And it's an outrage, because I'm doing the math here.
Ben is absolutely right. It is an outrage.
It is.
And you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. That's JFK Mike speaking. We also have John McDonough, the Captivist. The phones are ringing at 800-321-0710. If you're at JFK, you better rent a motel room. Delta KLM Virginia, Virgin America. I keep doing that. Virgin America. I have something against the word virgin. I don't know what that is exactly.
Oh, it's been a long time, Dave.
Watch it, John.
County Clare in the background.
Yes, that's right. That's County Clare. Let's take one more caller. Before I tell the joke. Carl, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Charles. It's two things. Number one, on the mayor's talk show I happened to listen to and never done before, somebody was bitching about, like, the Uber and the others. They got several different phones on the dash, and that's going to block their view. So you might be getting some heat on that. The other thing is on the Trump's thing on the immigration, he made the announcement like 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. And if you know anything about Washington, D.C., the workers go home at 2:30 instead of 4:30. Everybody leaves at 2:30, even though they're supposed to work to 4:30. And so, and I've always said, if anybody wants to attack us, do it, you know, right after a change of a presence, because people don't know who they're supposed to call. That's exactly what happened this time.
Wow.
He's only been in office for a week.
Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Here's an email from Abe. The actions of Uber show signs of a business in big financial trouble. They're desperate. If Uber was doing well, they wouldn't take the criminally desperate actions that are being reported. Thank you, Abe, for that. Appreciate that. That's from Florida. Gosh, everything's going on here. So anyway, as I was saying, by the way, this is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. You can't get there from here. You do know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So this guy brings home his best golf buddy. Unannounced, didn't tell his wife. Brought him home for dinner at 6:30 after a full day of golf on the golf course. He walks in the door and his wife starts screaming her head off, while his friend sits at the kitchen table with his mouth open, listening to her. My hair and makeup are not done. The house is a mess. The dishes are still in the sink. I'm completely exhausted. I didn't get enough sleep last night. Can't you see? I'm still in my pajamas. I can't be bothering with cooking tonight. Why in the world did you bring him home without letting me know ahead of time, you stupid jerk? And the husband says, because he's thinking of getting married.
But I.
Not anymore.
Who you calling a dummy, you big dummy?
There you go.
Oh, gosh. Taxi Dave Show are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Let's take Ron. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. How are you? You guys are very entertaining.
Did you laugh at the joke, Ron?
Yeah, that was okay. First, a traffic question. As a commuter, my job now forces me to go to Westchester County and hence use the Whitestone Bridge. Does anyone know when this construction's ever going to end on the Whitestone Bridge?
You take the Whitestone Bridge between, I think it starts at 9 in the morning, 9 to 3?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be 10 to 3. And they start at 9, and they end at 1:30 or 2, so they can get home early. They start in the middle of rush hour with the
Whitestone Bridge. How long does it take you to get over the bridge?
But it's every day, and it's backed up. You know, I actually have to go to 14th Street and take the Cross Island back. You know, because it's just impossible. It's been four years. Is it ever going to end? That's the question. You know? So,
my father used to say they don't call it the finishing business; they call it the construction business.
Okay, my real reason for calling is, and one of your guys actually mentioned this a few weeks ago. I drove a cab about 25 years ago, and I'm nearing retirement. I was looking for some, you know, maybe doing a little driving, and got my license last summer. But now I'm hearing about Uber and everything, and so you know, a couple of people I knew do it, and they really liked it. And so what I did is I went to the taxi school there in Long Island City, near a couple of lots there. So I went to a couple of lots, and I said, you know, I'm nearing retirement. I want to do this part-time. I don't want to drive 12 hours. Can I rent a cab for 8 hours? And one of your guys on the panel mentioned this a few weeks ago. There's no flexibility. They said, no. And by the way, it was 8:30 on a Friday morning. There were 40 medallions, not cabs, but 40 medallions empty, not moving.
Right.
And the guy said, hours.
Did you want to pay two-thirds of the normal rate? Was that it?
Well, you know, 75%. Right.
Yeah, that's a fair request if a car is sitting. But there's a certain cost of business to getting it. Go ahead.
You know, but I'm saying there's no flexibility. I went to two or three lots, the same thing. No, it's 12 hours. That's what we do.
It's all or nothing. And I've said this a few times because and this is not a plug for a Zipcar, but I'm a card-carrying member of Zipcar, where you can get a car on an hour late for like 10 or 12 bucks. And I think the taxi business, the yellow cab business, you talk about being competitive. That's one thing where the drivers who drive for Uber, they can go out for 4 or 5 hours and get a percentage of what they make in those 4 or 5 hours. And a lot of times, unfortunately, the yellow cab business has cabs sitting in the lot, and it's all or nothing. Today was a perfect example. I just had this morning, I mean, the other guy has the cab. We share a cab that's on the road on a weekly basis. And I said, well, I want to go out and drive today, maybe for like 6 or 7 hours. I don't want to be on the hook for a whole 12-hour shift. And I don't think a lot of cars are in that category where you could just go out and pay hourly for like 5 or 6 hours. And I think the taxi business, let's do it day one starting now. And if Chairperson Yoshi is listening, day one starting now, there should be some accommodation in the lease rate for hourly leasing of cabs that are sitting there. Because sometimes what also happens is they don't want to get into like a lease cap crunch where you send out a car for an hourly basis, then all of a sudden you send it out at night and blah, blah, blah. So something about hourly cab leasing for the yellow cab business, I think, should be addressed ASAP.
But that's the garage owners have to come up with a different business model. That's why Uber is killing them.
Right.
If you had 3 8-hour shifts or 5 5-hour shifts, depending on when you go out, you charge more for the lease or less for the lease. It is crazy, the 12-hour shifts.
If they did an 8-hour shift, they can rent it out to three drivers.
And I got to tell you guys, I got to tell you, I got my license. I got the whole thing. I'm ready to do it. But if I drive, it's going to be for Uber unless I'm 62. I'm not going to be driving. I don't want to drive 12 hours a day. It's just not going to happen.
Right. Well, I mean, same thing here. I'm no spring chicken myself.
Flexible or they lose, you know?
Yeah.
So drive 8 hours a day and have your friend drive for 4 hours.
I don't have any friends.
We can tell, Ron. We can tell. Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Yeah. I've been getting every hour, okay, every hour since early this morning, I've been getting these notices from JFK Airport. I have the alert system. Ongoing protests outside Terminal 4 at JFK may lead to increased traffic. Contact your airline for your flight status prior to arriving. Again and again at 12 a.m., at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., let's go 4:30, 5:30, 6:30. It just goes on and on.
Right.
And like you said, Mike, Terminal 4 is where it all happens. That's international arrivals, right?
Mm-hmm. International. That's where that's where the party is, over there. And it was a sea of humanity. And I'm dying to talk to some cabbies. There's got to be some cabbies out there listening to the show to check in from JFK. Call Dave. What's the studio number again?
It's 800-321-0710. And somebody just sent us an old article. I haven't read this, I think, since August. We're talking about Abe's email. It's a sign of a desperate company losing money. And the title of the article is Why Uber is Losing Money Faster Than Any Tech Company Ever. Uber is losing money faster than any tech company ever. It's largely because of an essential component to the company's operators, the drivers. Bloomberg reports Uber lost $1.27 billion in the first half of 2016, which is unprecedented even for a tech company.
Right.
How do you like that?
You know, I just want to say, right with the whole immigration thing, I can't think of any other shining example of positive immigration than the New York City yellow cab business, because these are a lot of these first-generation guys come over, they get a cab, they buy a medallion, and blah, blah, blah. And we have to start defending and protecting these cabbies who come into this city and believe in the system. Because in my opinion, the last couple of years, the hardworking yellow cab driver has been double-crossed by all this mumbo-jumbo with apps and schmaps or whatever the heck else you want to call it. And I think the first-generation cabbies, Dave, you work in the office over at Melrose, for years, the medallion every year you could count on equity growth, and there'd be a first-generation American coming in there with his little deposit, getting his cab, starting his business, buying his house, sending his kids to school. And we have to make sure that chain of events, that chain of success, continues for the taxi business. And that's basically what we're doing on the air right now. We're trying to make sure this thing stays together, because the first-generation cabbies are a shining example of immigration in America. They're drug tested, they know the streets, they're hard worker, their kids go to school, they get their houses, they get their cabs. We can't double cross these people.
Where did your grandparents come from, Mike?
Well, my father was first gen, but my grandparents came from Northern Ireland and Czechoslovakia.
John, where did your grandparents come from?
No, it's my mother and father came from Ireland.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
My grandmother from Poland, my grandfather from Russia.
There you go.
Okay. Hear that, folks? If you're an immigrant and you're upset with Uber for ignoring this, I mean, ignoring the demonstrators and call for a one-hour strike, And you know what? It would have been a one-hour strike anyway, because they closed a lot for 4 hours. It was like a four-hour strike.
Right.
Okay, and they announced that they're still going to send their drivers there? Terrible. If you're with United, flying out of JFK, United, Delta, KLM, Virgin America, you might as well have a few drinks, have a nice dinner, and smoke a cigar. You're not going anywhere until their computers are fixed.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Wow.
Somebody mentioned phones on the dashboard before. Should be noted, state law, you're not allowed to text while you drive. Okay, in New York City, you can push a button once. I understand it helps the black cars. But if you're using Uber and communicating with your passenger, and if you're using Lyft, and if you have Via, and you have Get, and you have, you know, three phones on your dashboard, that interferes with your line of vision, and definitely you're going to get summonsed. Okay, phones on the dash are just stupid, and I hear of so many fender benders because of Uber drivers and app drivers not looking at the road in traffic. When we come back, we'll take some more of your phone calls at 800-321-0710. And if we have time, we'll get to Metro North fares and subway fares going up, and the mayor's budget and Vision Zero, millionaire's tax, Trump traffic at LaGuardia, and Trump infrastructure money for New York City. And there's a lot more to talk about on the Taxi Dave Show. Here's a quick email. Raphael Kikiov says, "Hi, Taxi Dave." That's all you got to say with everything we're talking about, Raphael? Come on, participate here, will you? We'll be right back with more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Nothing wrong with the way she moves. If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
If an insurance company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York, Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that every Sunday. Taxi Dave Show is back. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with John McDonough and JFK Mike.
Yes.
Let me just get a couple of things here. A couple of emails. Is there any guaranteed livable wages for cab drivers? How is the TLC helping cab drivers with that? Because every cab driver is really having hard times earning enough money to survive. And then we got another one. Speaking of the JFK lot. JFK lot is 100% full. I made a U-turn. I'm going home. Now, it's Sunday night at 8:30. When is the holding lot ever full on Sunday night? Do you know, John?
It's usually stripped at this hour. LaGuardia would be stripped. Yeah. I mean, it is. There's something going on in the business. And, you know, Dave, you're saying a livable wage. What we need is a drivable wage. And we need to restructure the whole cabby business, because to put 500 cars in a lot at Kennedy Airport and have them wait for 3 hours praying that they get a fare back to Manhattan, it's a crazy business model. Like, I talked to the other Noah we had on that went through all the green lights, and he was telling me, as an Uber driver, he has dropped off at LaGuardia. As soon as he dropped off and turned off the thing, he got a hit at the arrivals terminal, and he just went downstairs and picked up. So they're having it where there's no downtime at all. There's no waiting in lots for 2 or 3 hours. It is ridiculous, the system we have. The TLC has to sit down with drivers, and we have to sit down with tech people to say, how can we be as efficient as all the other apps out there? To stop with the nonsense 500 cabs at the holding lot of Kennedy.
Right. And I'll tell you, we do have, I think it's a Curb and Arrow are the two taxi apps And every time they get a little traction, it goes, it stops, as far as the volume. And we really have to ramp up these two apps and find out how we can get these apps to get a consistent flow of business to the cabs. Because I know there are times when people, they want to use an app for a yellow cab. We really have to hunker down and figure this all out. Because I know JFK, if it's 100% full now, Dave, this might be alluding to what you're saying with the computer glitch at JFK. Again, where's the warning to tell the cabbies, go back to the city and work someplace else? All of a sudden, they're like lemmings off the cliff now because there's no communication from the people who are running the show out there.
Yellow cab owners, don't discriminate, okay? You're your own boss if you drive a yellow cab. If you're at JFK and you're at JFK and you don't want to work for an hour to support, if you're an immigrant, or your parents, or your grandparents were immigrant, and you say, you know what, this is stupid already.
Yeah.
You know, just for an hour, I'm going to take off. But not to comply with it, I mean, not to, what's the word I'm looking for with the drivers? You know, I mean, they're Uber drivers. They work for Uber. And this guy is saying, no, we're not honoring the strike. You get to work. You know, you pick up. And I just don't know what to say.
Scabbies. You know, they're scabbies.
I think Jack London said it the best there a little while ago in his poem. What was good enough 100 years ago is still pertains to today,
right,
that people do that. No solidarity, and that's always been the problem, particularly with drivers, that you don't have that strength when we don't speak in one voice. There's so many fractions within drivers and medallion owners and garage drivers and everything else. I mean, that is a big problem.
Right. Just listen to this carefully. Don't drink and drive. Take a yellow cab. Just want you to know that. Here's a great email from Karen. President Trump should sign an executive order to shut down the taxi leasing agents who are not paying the MTA taxes and improvement surcharge payments. So many medallion owners are in major financial debt because certain leasing companies think they have the right to pocket the 50-cent MTA tax and 30-cent TIF tax from every fare done with the cabs where they're out running. These lease companies need to pay up or be shut down. The taxi passengers are paying this money, then the driver turns that money into the leasing company, but some leasing companies are keeping this money to themselves. So medallion owners that are leasing their medallions, beware. Do your homework. Make sure you check to see that these payments are being made to the proper agencies. So medallion owners are not only having their monthly lease payments cut, they're now also in debt for thousands of dollars, which they never collected. The leasing companies that are pocketing this money are heartless and should not be allowed to renew their leasing agent license.
There you go.
Hey, very, very good. That's very good. And let me just get back to over here. I'm going between text and broadcasting from the Battery Gardens restaurant down in Battery Park, Southern Tip. My favorite restaurant. If you want a recommendation to tourists or businessmen, that's the place. You're not going to find a better place to eat. All right, let's take a call from Daniel. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, how are you? How you guys doing?
All right.
Great.
Good. No, I just wanted to touch base. Oh, my God. We could have this conversation for hours about this whole Uber thing, and it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Well, good. You got 30 seconds.
All right. Oh, okay. No, really quick, about the whole GPS thing, about the whole phone on the platform. I understand. I agree with you guys 110%, but I want to kind of play both sides for a second. Listen, before Uber, before any of these tablets went on and everything like that and all these services, and they had yellow cabs and everything like that, I understand yellow cabs know the back of the city, like the back of the head. But at the same time, people weren't arguing when we started using Waze and Google Maps to just get home. So at the same, and with that being said, I mean, yes, it's illegal. I mean, that's the way that they look at it. Listen, I'm a part-time Uber driver myself. I work 70 hours a week between both jobs. You know, it's not that horrible. You know, I can't really understand if you guys are on the side of Uber or not, or you guys are kind of boycotting it. But at the same time, you know, you make your money with it. I think what it comes down to is you have these drivers who are still on the road past the point where Uber fares have drastically gone down and all this next stuff. And so people are kicking and screaming and fighting over that 20%. Now I believe it's at 30% if you sign up with Uber.
Wow.
But at the same But at the end, it's supposedly now you're fathered in. I started
Dan,
2 years ago.
Dan, let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you took a fare? What's the fare from Manhattan to JFK for Uber? How much is that?
So from Manhattan to JFK, you're looking at about $50, $45.
So now how would you feel if the passenger was being charged $95 and your phone said $45 and the passenger said $95, so Uber's making $50 right off the top besides your 25%?
Believe it or not, this all goes back down to the whole part-time me being – I didn't know until 5 minutes ago when you guys were discussing it, and I was like, whoa, I had to stop the car. I was like, wait a minute, I'm Uber right now. Let me get offline and call you guys and figure this out because I'm like – that's news to me. I didn't know that.
Ask your passengers on long fares and airport fares, you know, by the way, how much is Uber charging you for this? I think you'll be surprised because I'm getting a lot of complaints in my office.
Yeah. Well, Schneiderman closed down or was looking at Trump University. Why can't the Attorney General Schneiderman take a look at this thing with Uber having two sets of prices here?
That's because his chief of staff used to work for Mayor Bloomberg. That's why.
Oh, silly me.
Yes, silly you is right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just want to say that I hope the taxi apps come back. And, you know, by the way, the yellow cabs between surcharges and tolls, we do kick in $300 million to the MTA annually, besides all the other stuff that we kick in. So just from taxes, not to mention the taxes, just from surcharges and tolls, that's $300 million. Plus, you got to file the taxes. And plus, a little shout out, two things. January 31st is a cutoff, I think, for the Metro Health Plus. If you people are looking for the health plan stuff, you got to really do your homework on that. And then this week, there is a taxi commission meeting. Apparently, I just got that it's on February 2nd as opposed to middle of the month. So that's two things. There is a taxi commission meeting, according to the website, on the 2nd, on Thursday.
About what? That's their monthly meeting?
That's why I looked at it. I had to triple check, and apparently that's on there. If you guys want to check it out, it's nyc.gov/taxi, and look at there, because I saw February 2nd on a Thursday, and it's usually in the middle of the month, so, you know, just check that out.
Well, let's see if they're sneaking anything in.
Uh-huh.
John, you got an email?
Yeah, I got one email in, and to me this is all part of the whole yellow cab industry and about how it is so behind the times now with the new technology. And that said, this is from a faithful listener. Been meaning to add to the contribution of the stupid TLC stories. Last Monday evening, I arrived at JFK Airport at 9 p.m. The big TLC display board said 15 to 20 minutes, wait for a cab. There was actually no one on the line, and I got a yellow cab right away. Another person would have gone right to Uber. I mean, it's little stories, Dave, like we're hearing this. And even with the phone calls, you're hearing guys would like to drive yellow, but they don't want to drive the 12 hours. The business model has to change within the yellow cab industry. We can't keep doing the same thing over and over while all these other technology are zooming right by us. Something has to change.
Right. And the technology should be there for, like, a part-time hourly leasing. If a guy wants to jump into a taxi garage, the taxi garage has 100 cabs, and he wants to drive for 5 or 6 hours, you know, what's the problem? If the guy
Mark off 10 to 20 cabs for that, specifically for that.
Right.
You have them waiting there. A guy walks in, listen, I want to do a couple of hours.
Right.
I mean, it's madness. Saying, no, you have to work 12 hours.
It's right now, like I said, my experience, unfortunately, a couple of times, it's all or nothing. It's like you say, okay, well, do you want to put $200 on your back? Yes or no? And a lot of times it's like, well, I just want to drive for a few hours, and I don't want to have to generate that much money.
What would the garage say to you? Hey, I tell the owner of the garage or the dispatcher, you know what? I was at Kennedy tonight. I was in the lot, and they shut the lot down, and I couldn't get out for 4 hours. Here's your lease fee. Here's your gas. Here's that. I don't care. That's too bad. You have to eat that.
You have to eat it.
I mean,
there's an email from Upcar. Hello, Taxi Dave. I wish someone would hack Uber's platform instead of United and Delta and Virgin America.
Yeah. Where are
preferably
the Russians?
On a cold weekend.
Dave, where are the Russians when you need them?
And Henry sent an email, an article, Delta grounded because of automation issues. I don't know what automation issues mean, to be honest with you. Anyway, when we come back, we'll take... So why don't you call us? The lines are open right now. We'll have a few minutes to talk at 800-321-0710. There were tens of thousands of people right outside my restaurant, right outside Battery Gardens today, protesting an end to President Trump's travel ban. It's all related, folks. It's all related. Here with John McDonough, JFK Mike. I'm Taxi Dave, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Wake up, mama. Turn your lamp down low. You got no nerve, baby, to turn Uncle John from your door.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
See that girl?
The executive order that applies a 90-day moratorium effective immediately on admissions and reentry to the United States from 7 countries, which are mostly Muslim, is causing tens of thousands of problems, tens of thousands of people, and growing, according to the mayor's office today, demonstrated down in Battery Park, right outside here at the Battery Gardens restaurant. The rally was supposed to start at 3 p.m., but crowds started coming in at about noon. Okay, there were signs that said America was built by refugees and Muslim ban is un-American. The mayor said, we've never seen such a brazen and open immediate attempt by a president to undermine our Constitution. And Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey, said, we must let them know that when you demean and degrade some, you demean and degrade the dignity of all. And so we have no choice now. We must fight with all of our heart, with all of our energy, because the opposite of love is hate. There you go. Okay. And, of course, the president says the executive order is about keeping America free and safe. So right now, let's take, we have a couple of callers. That's nice. I wrote their names down.
You know, if they keep the amenities out as a cab driver, I'm going to starve to
death. And Dave, I just received a tweet. Lyft, who's in a death match with Uber, has just donated $1 million to the ACLU.
And Lyft, I just got another email, is losing $50 million a month. But they're donating. What do they care? They're losing $1 million. They're losing $50 million a month. Ah, we'll donate $1 million.
Right?
You know, there's a slap in the face at Uber, right? Steve, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, I'm not a cab driver, but I listen to your show because it's entertaining and it's honest. And it's like kind of gritty and old school New York, and you hear these thick New York accents and all these other calls and cabs.
What do you mean? Are you saying I have an accent?
You know, and it's really fun. It's like you know, an old school college radio station in NYU or something. You know, you guys are having fun. And the only thing, I did drive a cab way back in the college days, in the early 80s, at Hudson Garage. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
And all you did was, you got a cab, they took 51, and you got 49%. They filled it up with gas, and you brought it back at night.
There you go.
That was what it was. That's what it was. It was real simple. But it was a gritty, dirty city. But I love your show. It's just kind of funny. You know, it's just a really entertaining show.
Funny how? Ha ha? Well, what do you mean funny? Huh? Do I amuse you? Am I a clown?
We're the Fernwood Tonight of radio.
And then you bring in, like, the political stuff. Like, you just did something about the, you know, the protests. And it's an honest show. You know, it's hard to find that on the radio, you know? So thanks.
Well, great, you're cool. Quite welcome, sir. Steve. Thanks for listening. That's why we're the number one talker in New York City, right, guys?
Yes. And I want to say we got to tip our hat to Taxi Dave because he's the ringleader of this show, and he started it from the beginning, and he's carried it.
Unless
through.
You want to sue the Taxi Dave show, then I'm not the ringleader. Mike is.
Right. Line forms on the right. But I just want to also say, though, we also have some breaking news now. You talk about newspapers. You got your New York Times, you got your Daily News, you got your New York Post. But the I think America's favorite newspaper, Dave, is coming out this week. It's the Taxi Insider.
The Taxi Insider. And actually, if you don't get it, because we only print like 12,000 of them, you can find it online on a retired taxi driver's website, nyctaxinews.com. You look on the left, you see, on the right, you'll see a picture of the newspaper. Click on it. You can read the newspaper, and a lot of the letters are printed in there, a lot of stories by some good writers, people with experience, like you, right, guys?
Yes, from time to time, yes. But I just want to say, it's out this week. Anybody wants to put an ad in the Taxi Insider newspaper, they can call Dave. Dave, what's the hotline for Taxi Insider newspaper advertising?
Call 718-706-TAXI, 718-706-TAXI. For as little as $100, you can get a business card ad on page 2. How do you like that?
That's right. And if you're running cabs, if a guy wants to get his car out from a garage or something, if you get one shift, I said shift, that was a close one right there. If you get one shift with an F, out from your ad, it's a wash. You get your $100 back in 2 seconds. You get more. So call Dave again this week, 718-706-TAXI.
Let's take, we have time for at least one more call. Gary, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello.
Hi. How are you, Gary?
Hi. How are you, Dave? I'm a driver. I've been driving for about 3 years now. I drove black cars before, and now I decided to drive yellow cab. So I've been driving for 3 years. The first year, I was kind of happy, comfortable, you know, was making money and everything. Today, it's almost impossible. Now, you had a question about the, you were wondering why is the lot at the JFK is 100%. Well, I have an answer to that. There are some guys that beat the system. I know there's a group of people that beat the system. They don't even come to the lot. They go straight to the terminals and they get the job. So the system is corrupt.
You're absolutely right. I do want to tell you. How do I put this?
delicately.
Let's just say that I will be calling the Queens District Attorney this week with some proof that I have about what you just said.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, the second concern is the TLC. Where's TLC? I mean, where are they looking? They're just looking
33 Beaver Street.
33 Beaver Street. Thursday.
So you say, where are they regarding what?
They have to look into it. I mean, it's
No. You know, anything that happens at the airports, they defer to Port Authority, or they work together on certain things.
Maybe you're right.
But it's the Port Authority. You know, Port Authority is its own fiefdom. You know, technically it's not part of New York City. It's its own fiefdom, their own police department and all that stuff. But you're right. There's a reason why there's a 3-hour wait. There's a reason why there's a few reasons tonight why the lot has 100%, is 100% full. You know, as you heard here on the Taxi Dave Show, Delta, KLM, Virgin America Airways is out of commission for tonight. No flights are taken off. The computers are down. It's chaos and a cluster, whatever they call that thing. Anyway, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I want to thank all our callers. Steve, that was a really nice call. Thank all of you for making us the number one talker in New York City. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. It's your headquarters for commercial loans and mortgage loans. Anyway, John, Mike, thank you so much for being part of it.
Thank
and I'm
you,
at
Dave.
The Battery Gardens. I think I need a drink after this show. I got to go now. Hey, taxi, take me up to the Bronx. Where you from, Battery Park? And not the JFK tonight.
This has been a podcast from WOR.